Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air. Today, we're very lucky to have with us Night Pilot, a.k.a. Hannah Burrow. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Hannah is playing tonight with Junes, who are celebrating their album release at Backbeat Bar on Kay Road, which I mentioned earlier is sold out, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Unless you don't have a ticket and you want to go along. So just to learn a bit, little bit about you, how long have you been playing music and when did you take up the name Night Pilot?
I've been playing music probably forever, almost. Like, I started with, like, classical piano when I was, like, 7. And then, you know, and then the violin and trumpet, and those weren't very cool. Oh. And then I just kind of, when I moved out of home, I didn't have a piano, so I just kind of taught myself the guitar. And I kind of came up with the project Night Pilot maybe 2 years ago, just because I didn't feel super comfortable using my own name and being myself, and I wasn't sure who I'd be playing with and that sort of thing. So Night Pilot kind of, it's more like the project, and it kind of leaves it open for me to play with other people or on my own or, yeah. And I guess I chose Night Pilot because I work full time, so the only time I like do music is at night. It's like the only time that I kind of get to do what I'm super passionate about, I guess.
Yeah. Right. Dark hours, toiling away.
Yeah.
The age-old question for musicians, when you get asked about what kind of music you play, what do you sort of default to saying?
I sort of just say indie pop or dream pop or singer-songrighter or, that sort of thing.
Who are some of the sonic touchstones for you in terms of people that have inspired you or, you know, you have loved to listen to over the years?
Yeah, I'm super in love with sort of emotional songwriters, so people like Fiona Apple and Joni Mitchell. But then I guess sonically I love like Rye, and I also love like Sharon Van Etten and Angel Olsen, and at the moment I'm really obsessed with like Rex Orange County and like Gus Dapperton and those sort of like quirky guitar pop people. So it's sort of a fusion of, I'm really about like songs that tell stories and are emotive but also sort of have like lush guitar elements.
Awesome. Yeah, some great artists you listed off there. Now, you recently were involved with Girls Rock Camp. Listeners, I should know what Girls Rock Camp is, but quickly, it was something over the holiday break where young women, I think it's sort of 11 to 17-ish, could come and workshop and got together in bands and played and did performances, and sort of a confidence building thing was a big part of that.
Totally.
So what was your role and what did you take out of it? Obviously, there's a learning on the other side of the people.
Oh my gosh, totally. Oh, I love Girls Rock Camp. I wish I could live there. I was so inspired by all these super young people that just have so much to say and are so passionate. And I guess something that really inspired me was, you know, coming in on day one and the girls being quite, it's also for people who just don't identify with being male, so girls, transgender,
clarify.
So the campers were, you know, maybe a bit quiet, and some of them were singing for the first time or had never hit a drum before, you know, and then after 5 days they were bashing on the drums and singing so loud, and just seeing that growth of confidence and self-esteem and them making friends and them, you know, being really vocal with their ideas and just seeing how much you can achieve and grow in such a short amount of time. Yeah, it was awesome.
And speaking about your own songwriting, you've got a few singles that you've let out here and there. One of the more recent ones would be Satellites, which you released late last year. And in my online search, see that you've written a song about Denny's. I feel like this might be a subject close to my heart.
Very close to
Are
my
you
heart.
A lover or a hater?
Oh, I'm such a lover. I love Denny's so much. I think it's hilarious. Like, I love just like looking at the menu and the pictures and like how I'll just have like a pancake with a sausage and just like I'm just obsessed with it.
I'm all about the curly fries the Oreo sundae.
Oh my gosh, Oreo sundae, yeah.
Oh, we're just totally giving free advertising to Denny's right here. Hit me up, Denny's, if you know you want to sponsor my show.
me too, Denny's.
Favorite thing on the menu?
I think the Oreo sundae.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got you, sister.
Yeah.
And you're maybe going to play that for us today and a couple of other songs. So I'm going to let you go for it. Then we'll have a little chat after.
Cool.
Thank you.
I might save the Denny's one for last.
Oh, yeah.
This one is kind of a new one as well. It's called Careless.
Thank you.
That was so beautiful.
Oh, and thanks. Sorry about the headphones.
Listeners, you may have noticed that. I'm not sure. You were pretty smooth. The headphones came off mid-song. And not only are you a talented multi-instrumentalist, but you have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm gonna let you carry on.
Okay, thanks. This is another sad song, sorry.
I'm all about the sad songs.
Thank
yeah.
you. This one's called To Be Young.
Beautiful. I can imagine that song with some really nice like organs underneath.
Oh, yeah.
Which seems like maybe the sound you're sort of going for there with your yeah, beautiful.
Totally.
So does that bring us to the much awaited
Angeles.
I'm totally into
I've
it.
I've never played this song to anyone before, so
I know
this is a special premiere just for you.
Oh, thank you. Folk, the world premiere of Denny's by Night Pilot. Thank you.
Thank you.
You played that at my special request,
definitely.
A little bit. And we had a texter say, this girl's fucking amazing.
Oh,
so,
that's so nice.
Some good feedback there.
My mum?
If it was, she's pretty good at going incognito because you can usually.
Yeah, she wouldn't say the F word.
So, listeners, if you didn't quite catch it, we have Night Pilot here in the studio, aka Hannah Brewer.
Yep.
And where is the best place to find your music?
I'm on Spotify, just Night Pilot or SoundCloud. And other than that, probably Instagram is where I do my most updates.
Yep.
It's just night.pilot.
Yeah, cool. I love the Instagram. And have you got anything in the works in terms of more cohesive releases, an EP or something?
I have a couple of songs I'm sitting on that I'm also just I'm struggling to perfect things, I think, at the moment.
Oh, I see. The age-old battle.
Yeah. definitely the artist mind there. But, yeah,
you might need someone to come in and give you a little boot.
Push along. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much for coming out. For those heading along to Backbeat tonight for June's album release show, they can catch you there.
I think I'm on at about 8:45 or 8:40.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, great to know. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
That was a fancy new band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.